Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans. Thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm hanging out with Bob Stoce after a 27-10 Patriots win over the Washington Redskins. Now, I thought it was Patriot dominated. I wouldn't call it a rout, Bob. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a victory that came at a cost. One of the reasons why the Patriots weren't able to run away and hide from the Redskins is the injury factor. They lost Sebastian Vollmer, their left tackle, early in the game, and they had to play Cameron Fleming at left tackle. He had never played that position at any level of football in his career. Brian Stork, his first game back off injury as a center by trade, had to play right tackle. I think that threw the offense out of rhythm. Later, Deion Lewis, of course, lost injury with a knee problem. And the Patriots, I think, had to scale things back offensively, and that slowed them down a bit. They weren't necessarily in rhythm most of the game. But they got off to a great start. They scored on that first drive. They sprung an onside kick on the Redskins, continuing to establish the tone early.
How surprised were you by that onside kick call? I know I was surprised. I was shocked.
I was stunned, I got to tell you. It's kind of a sign of Bill Belichick, I think, setting the tone. A lot of people taking this game for granted. They score. They want to pounce on another opportunity against the Redskins.
I talked to Rob Gronkowski earlier in the week and asked him what was the most difficult part of the Redskins defense to dissect, and he said they're really good in the red zone. There were multiple touchdown chances that were turned into field goals today for the Patriots. Is that because of the injuries, or is it more because of the Redskins' red zone defense?
Could be a combination of both. I think, you know, certainly by the end of the game when the Patriots were out on the field offensively, things had been scaled back. They were running the ball with Blount, who was terrific. 29 carries for LeGarrette, well over 100 yards, including a touchdown today. But also, I think you have to give the Redskins some credit there. That's been their MO this year. They keep the opposition out of the end zone. Fewer than half the possessions for opponents coming in when penetrating the 20-yard line resulted in touchdowns, and that continued today.
The opportunity came back in the fourth quarter for the Patriots offense. Brandon Bolden finds the end zone after spending some time on the inactive list and working through injuries. What did that mean for the Patriots offense?
Really another sign of how deep this team and how well adjusted they are in every game, because here's a guy in Brandon Bolden who's gotten a lot of reps periodically in his career at running back, but not necessarily this season. He's been more of a special teamer for this team. So again, another example of the next man up responding for the Pats.
All right, so on the road next week at the Giants. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason. This is Bob Stoce. We'll see you in New York.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.